Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. The United Kingdom's Competition and Markets Authority announced a full investigation into NVIDIA's $40 billion takeover of the chip designer Arm, citing antitrust and national security issues. The CMA completed its Phase 1 review and ordered a Phase 2. In October, the EU also launched its own investigation into the deal. Twitter is rolling out an update to its web version to stop disappearing tweets. Previously, the timeline would auto-refresh, causing people to lose their place when trying to follow a conversation as everything jumped around. This change brings the web version in line with iOS and Android apps, which do not auto-refresh. Twitter also acquired Threader, an app that lets you compile Twitter threads and share favorites. Threader currently works by tagging its account in a thread with the word compile to get a link to a summarized article of the thread. Threader co-founder Marie Dennis will help build out the company's reader feature that is part of its Twitter Blue subscription. Sky TV and Now subscribers in the UK and Ireland now have access to ad-supported content from Peacock, the first time Peacock will be available outside the US. Sky platforms in Germany, Italy, Australia, and Switzerland will gain Peacock content access in the coming months. No word on if a standalone Peacock service will launch in Europe. Google Photos now allow users to remove specific people or time periods from memories, as well as rename memories or remove single photos. The feature was developed with input from transgender and non-binary individuals to give people more control over how old photos surface. Roblox announced a $10 million investment for nonprofits to develop educational games. The initial investment covers three games for middle school, high school, and college students. One game will teach robotics, another focuses on space exploration, and the third aims to help students explore careers and concepts in biomedical science, engineering, and computer science. Roblox reported more than 47 million daily users in the third quarter, with approximately half under the age of 13. According to Bloomberg Law, Peloton filed lawsuits against Echelon and iFit, claiming each violated patents related to Peloton's on-demand classes. Court documents state Peloton's leaderboards and the ability to participate in live classes with other users as a violation. The documents also state how iFit only offered subscribers pre-recorded classes with no community engagement until Peloton came along. Peloton has asked for a court order preventing Echelon and iFit from infringing on its patents as well as compensation. As part of Microsoft's Xbox 20th anniversary celebration on Monday, the company announced the surprise early beta launch of Halo Infinite's multiplayer mode. The beta opens up the first season of content for multiplayer, with progress carrying over to the full release on December 8th for Xbox X, Xbox S, and PC. Also from the event, Microsoft added more than 70 backwards-compatible titles from Xbox and Xbox 360, including the entire Max Payne series, And more titles are now compatible with FPS Boost and Auto HDR, like all of the Gears of War, Fallout 3, and Fallout New Vegas. Facebook's new academic research API is now available to a small group of researchers through an invite-only system, with access to expand beyond the test group in February 2022. The API currently provides access to pages, groups, events, and posts, all only from public data and further limited to US and EU sources for now. Meta invited researchers from 23 global academic institutions to take part, though the specific list is not public. Amazon now offers a native macOS app for Amazon Prime Video, available through the Mac App Store. Prime Video subscribers can stream shows and movies or download for offline viewing, with the new app supporting picture-in-picture as well as AirPlay. Snap signed a music licensing deal with Sony Music Entertainment, making songs from Sony artists accessible to Snapchat users. The company plans to launch new AR music filters soon, using pre-selected songs. There will also be filters to make it look like a user is singing along to a song, and another to add a user and a friend to an animated music video. Since Snap launched the Sounds feature last year, users have created more than 1.2 billion videos with nearly 77 billion views. And in September, the PlayStation 5 snapped the Nintendo Switch's 33-month streak as the top-selling console in the US. NPD Group reports that in October, the Switch regained the top spot in both units and dollars. Nintendo sold 711,000 units in the US in October, 44% of which were the new OLED version. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.